This time on Culture File, we wander a few small blocks of central Dublin and begin a journey backwards in time to the capital of the 1740s, back to the days when a visitor from the lowlands of Germany, by way of London, briefly made his home in Dublin and, it's fair to say, a bit of a splash. George Frederick Handel's Messiah was first performed in Fishamble Street in Dublin in 1742. Historian Jonathan Barden has been researching the constellations of events that saw one of the world's most famous pieces of music debut as a charity fundraiser in Dublin. Culturefile met Barden a short walk from Fishamble Street at Christchurch Cathedral, a location which has its own place in the story of Handel's Messiah and the charity that enabled that first performance. Maybe you'd tell us about where we're standing now. Now it is only known as Christchurch Cathedral, and we're standing outside the nicely appointed visitors' centre. But like many Dublin locations in your book, it's a kind of palimpsest. There's various layers of history and occupation under the spot.
Yes, in the 1740s, this was Christchurch Yard, and it was an amazingly cramped area. All four courts, which are now on the other side of the Liffey in a magnificent building, were crammed in here, and there were numerous shops. And on the west side, you came through an archway called Hell, and there you were. And if you were tried, you went out the other archway into Fishamble Street and were taken down to where the corporation offices are now, the council offices are now, and you were put into the Four Courts Marshalsea, which was the prison. But one of the shops in this tiny area was owned by John Neill, and he and his son William Neill were the leading lights of the Charitable Musical Society for the Release of Imprisoned Debtors. And they sold musical instruments, they sold music, and they also raised funds to put up a music hall in Fishamble Street, halfway down it. And in fact, it was the biggest location of its kind in Ireland. It could seat 700 people. And they decided to open it in the autumn of 1741, but at that time a terrible famine was sweeping Ireland, and the whole city was filled with paupers, people who had been impoverished by the destruction of crops, by storms, and the Great Frost, as it was called, the year before. And they wanted to raise money for the release of these imprisoned debtors.
There were a lot of other problems around at the time, and this is exactly the period that Swift wrote his modest proposal about, also in Dublin.
Yes, I mean, Ireland was a deeply unequal society. In a way, Dublin benefited from this. The huge estates owned by the gentry now had Palladian mansions on them, but the people who were tenants and labourers on these were living on the edge of existence in many cases. And this was particularly true when, during the Great Frost, the potatoes froze in the clamps in the ground and the people were deprived of their food. Even the rivers froze over, they weren't able to fish, they weren't able to fish along the coast either. And a greater proportion of Irish people died in just 1 year, 1741, than died in the 4 or 5 years of the Great Famine a century later in the 1840s.
It's hard to imagine that glamour is the right word, but the later famine gets all the media attention.
The later famine is extremely well documented, that's why. But the entries for the famine of 1741 are extremely terse, but that does not mean it was not a terrible episode in the history of Ireland.
So Mr. Neill had his shop here. What kind of business went on there?
He imported all kinds of flutes, which actually flutes for him were what we would now call recorders, but they were beginning to import what we now would call flutes played sideways, and a lot of violin strings, of course scores, and in fact the Neils were the first to print music, Irish music, including some work by the great harpist Turlough Carolan. But they were also leading members of Dublin society in organising entertainments in particular when the gentry came in during the winter from their country estates. They enjoyed meeting in taverns just to play music to each other, as people still do today. And I think that's where the idea of forming a charitable musical society emerged, particularly in the Bull's Head Tavern, which was in Fishamble Street.
So we're going to head from Christchurch Cathedral across the court here and down to Fishamble Street, which is named for exactly what it was.
It was a fish shambles, a place where fish were brought in from the Liffey and were gutted and sold. And that was the state of affairs from the reign of King John in the early 13th century all the way to the middle of the reign of Charles II in the 1660s. And then Sir Humphrey Jervis managed to persuade a Dublin corporation to move the fishmongers and the fish gutters and the skinners and the fleshers over to the other side of the Liffey, to the Ormond Market. And suddenly Fishamble Street, which had been a place where the upper classes would have avoided, suddenly became one of the most fashionable streets in Dublin.
And we'll head on down to Fishamble Street. The smell is almost completely gone now, so we are...
I was talking to Jonathan Barden there, and we take those few steps closer to Fishamble Street and to the first performance of Handel's Messiah next time on Culture File.